If you want to lower your anxiety level, you need to make processing failure normal. Welcome to today's Leadership Thought of the Day, brought to you by Leadership Lifestyle Podcast. And I'm thinking, wow, we're talking about failure. We're talking about planning for failure. But the problem is we dwell so much on failure, and rightfully so. I get it. You put so much energy into things and so much time and all of that, but we put so much prep into execution and all the things we want to do, and we get so hung up on the thing that didn't happen. And I get it. Nobody wants to fail, but I don't know anybody who hasn't at some point or another at something in their life. I don't know who. And if you don't make it a process, it's going to eat you alive. It's going to determine every time you step up to the plate, step up to the line, step on stage, whatever you want to call it, you're going to have a hesitation because you didn't learn from the failure before, because you didn't create a process to understand why you failed and why you should be able to move on. And today's Leadership Thought of the Day, brought to you by Leadership Lifestyle Podcast, grow yourself just a little bit more.